Because human beings are so poorly endowed with instruments on their bodies, they don't have good teeth or good claws, they invent tools as extensions of the body. You can see this very clearly with the main gurung tool, the ashi. Because we haven't got a claw, we make one out of iron, and it's just like a human claw. Once you've invented something like this, though, of course, human beings being very ingenious, think of hundreds of ways of using it. So in a gurung village like this, you use it for peeling things, for cutting undergrowth and grass, for cutting wood, for killing animals. There are all sorts of uses. You can put it between your toes and sever meat on it like this. And because it's so versatile, in a way it's another kind of trap, because there was no need to invent all sorts of specialized tools. So in a sense, the gurungs have adapted halfway. They've got simple tools, but nothing much more. The disadvantage of having a tool like this is that it's pretty good for everything, but it's not very, very good for anything. And so in a village like this, you have a multiple purpose general tool which will do things pretty well. In the West, on the other hand, there was a great emphasis on precision and on division of tools, so that you have precise, exact tools for every task, which makes each task more efficient. But it's much more expensive, and you need much more time and effort to do that. So this really blocked the development of much more precise tools.
Why do you think in a village like this, which is, you know, from what I've already seen, has displayed a lot of ingenuity, and you've got blacksmiths and everything, why not develop more tools?
Well, one wonders why they didn't develop more precise tools. One of the reasons is that the blacksmiths can only do very simple things. They can't make anything much more complicated than this. It's a very primitive craft. And the blacksmiths are outcasts. They have very little capital, they have no time, and they're not encouraged to be inventive. So that's one of the reasons. The second is that this is perfectly sufficient. If you, for instance, one wonders, did they not invent a scythe, for instance? It seems very crippling to be leaning over, cutting like that. But the very hard stalks of the millet and rice would probably blunt a scythe quite quickly. So there is probably a reason for each non-development. And in the end, it's just a matter of time and energy. If you had a great... These houses have very few tools at all. They're very expensive. The capital locked up in tools is just really beyond most households. This is all they have, and an iron-tipped plough. Those are the two tools with the very simple hoe. Three tools does everything. So it's just like a human claw. You pull like that and cut like that.
I'll just do the rice demonstration.
Okay.
Yeah, the rice.
Or you can cut grains towards you and tug like that. It's very efficient, cutting like that.
You just want to hold it.
Okay.